Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, first of all, I wanted to get your reaction to, I mean, it's not a shocker, but your reaction to Ted Cruz being the first guy to officially throw in. And before you answer that, I do have to say this. No matter what you think of his ideology and all that other stuff and, you know, right there, preaching to the choir, the hardcore conservatives, boy, he has a skill for memorization, doesn't he? No teleprompter, nothing. He could be a preacher.
You're the fifth person that said that today as I've been doing stations. Now, I've got to tell you, everybody was so excited about him running, though. I heard a bunch of Democratic women were all excited, but they thought it was T. Cruz, Tom Cruise. They thought it was Ted. They thought it was T. Cruz. So. But anyway, but one thing about him, because he reminded me like the Rick Santorum run against Romney last time. But you're right. He did that, you know, no teleprompter, nothing. I was pretty impressed with that.
But he's still behind in
winning,
the.
But I was
no.
pretty impressed.
Yeah, so I was going to say, so behind in the polls. I mean, 3 years in a row, Rand Paul wins the CPAC straw poll, and I know it's just a straw poll. But then you look at any poll, take any organization in any direction you want, and always on top is like Jeb Bush neck and neck with Scott Walker, and then it's the others, and he's way down. I mean, I think the last poll I saw, he had like 5%.
Right. Well, you know, they were beating Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush was in the single digits, and I'm sorry, and this is just so vain, narcissistic, I guess, and trite, but about what I'm about to say, but Jeb Bush looks so lazy. I mean, really? He does. He just looks lazy, like, okay, I really don't want to run across that stage or walk too much, you know.
But I'm here.
But I'm here. And he's got that name, but I don't know. It's going to be very fascinating. This will make other people announce now, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Governor John Kasich of my home state and Ellen Ratner's home state of Ohio was tinkering around in you know, New Hampshire today with that.
Yeah, because they have to throw in, right? Because you're chasing dollars, so you can't wait too long or other people are chasing it around.
Right, they can't. Not now. It's like on the Democratic side, I was talking to some friends today, because I started calling around the Hill and things, and they said, well, you know, like anything, I mean, if Elizabeth Warren is going to run, this is it. You know, you don't sit back and wait longer. But on the Republican side, once Ted Cruz announced, I think the rest of them have to, you know, fish or cut bait.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so how about this story from your friend John Boehner, who says, you know, there's no information on this. I'm just baffled by the Israeli spying report. I just don't understand. He's just backing around this, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. John Boehner is baffled by the fact that the bulletin board lights up and they can see their names. but actually, when he said today, I'm baffled. Look, I was in Congress. He was in Congress. We taped the Chancellor of Germany last year.
Yep.
So, you know, these countries spy on each other. I mean, he's in Congress. He gets secret briefings. I don't think that baffled is the appropriate word. Now, we know that Israel spied on us before we spied on them. But the question, as the official, which means White House or State Department, said, you know, did they use it, in fact, to try to stop diplomacy? That's the big, you know, question.
Right, right.
So I don't think it's baffling that they potentially, you know, spied on us.
Right. And segging from that, Israel, the president saying, you know, listen, because he keeps getting asked about this, the Netanyahu thing is not personal. That he says his relationship with Netanyahu is very businesslike. I don't know of any people in my life. Well, of course, I'm not the president of the United States that describe my relationship with him as very businesslike. I thought that was an interesting way to say that.
I think if you put the two of them on the basketball court, of course, I'm going to bet on our president. I think our president might have a couple of fouls, elbow him a little bit or something, you know, during the game. It's an open secret in D.C. The two of them do not like each other, period. They just don't like each other. And Netanyahu's a very aggressive personality. I've been in meetings with him, you know, in the past. And, in fact, I was in a meeting where I can't even say the words that were screamed at him because they'll take you off the air. He can get aggressive. So those personalities happen. The countries still remain with a lot of interest, but I must say that when Netanyahu makes such a statement that there'll be no, you know, Palestinian, statehood while he's prime minister, and then backtracks after election, that's just like not a little thing, that's a big thing. Of course, a lot of politicians in both countries make statements and backtrack, but I don't think President Obama can just turn around and say, oh, okay, fine, you know, we'll take that as your word. I think there's a lot of friction here and a lot to be worked out yet. But when the president characterizes it, we have a business-like relationship, that does make me say, wow, okay.
Yeah, interesting choice of words. I have to tell you, if I were running the show there, I think I would just say, listen, just let me edit everything and then blame me and toss me out like Scandal, like they do in that ABC television show if it doesn't work out. Because I think I have a better use of the English language. I know how to use a thesaurus, Bob, and I think I can come up with a better way to say it. I'm just thinking out loud. All right, how about this one? And you definitely knew her, I'm sure, and maybe even worked with her on something, but you had to brush across her maybe in the dining room. But Senator Barbara Mikulski, who, as you know, is getting out of the game, was part of this equal pay amendment. The Senate blocked that pay amendment that she put up there. It was a 45-54 vote. So how about that? So the senators approved an amendment from Senator Deb Fischer from Nebraska, and that had workplace retaliation against employees and all that other kind of stuff. But passing the equal pay amendment to the Republican budget on Tuesday, they were voting down something similar in the meantime. So what do you make of that?
Well, you're talking about the fact that her amendment went down.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very surprised, especially something they could have accepted and with her leaving, you know?
I don't get that. Somebody said the budget committee chair said that it was just corrosive, that it wasn't a good thing. And she said, I want to make sure that, you know, they get a raise. I want to make sure my Senate colleagues and I want to ensure that women get a raise. And the way we want to do that is to put more money in the family's pocketbook, checkbook, whatever, by changing the federal law book. And they just shot it down.
Yeah, I don't understand it. That's just like I don't understand. I'm baffled. Like Boehner, I'm baffled at the fact of the holding up of the nomination of Loretta Lynch. It's unbelievable. So I can't believe some of the moves they're making. You know, there's other battles to fight that actually count for something versus some of the things they've done.
Yeah, interesting. All right, Bob Ney, thanks as always. We'll talk to you again soon. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. When the big black horse said, look this way, he said, hey,
hey, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight as we seg out of Bob Ney and talk about a couple of other things that are related to what's coming out of Washington. This from the White House. The White House announced what they're calling a break, a pause, if you will, in the troop drawdown from Afghanistan. So what is that about? Remember, there was that big push to announce constantly, this is the timetable, here's what we're doing. And now all of a sudden it's like, well, wait a second, we're going to have to apply the brakes a little bit. The president actually said on Tuesday, we're going to keep about 10,000 in Afghanistan through the end of the year. And he said that Afghanistan is a dangerous place. Well, of course it is, from the start to the finish. It was actually a joint press conference that he held with the Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani, and the two had met in the Oval Office. So that was his first White House visit since he was elected president. And the whole idea was stressing the goal of finishing pulling all the troops out by the end of his term. That was Obama's, what he said, that he wants everybody out by the end of his term. But the pause button, he said, is well worth it because of what he called the spring fighting season. So that's great. Okay, we're going to remove the troops. This is my promise. But, Jesus, still a dangerous place. So for all of you who thought you were going to get all of your family members back, all of you were getting family members back, this is war and this is what happens. So we're hitting the pause button. That literally means that people will be deployed again. Those that are there will stay longer. And it is the fighting season. What do we get when we come out of the fighting season? Well, the president says, hey, we got flexibility. This is our reinvigorated partnership with Afghanistan. So what, the air came out of it and now it's reinvigorated and, oh, by the way, let's poke you in the eye. We're going to keep some troops there a little bit longer. And this is what they wanted. So, of course, in Afghanistan, there's ISIS presence. There's an affiliated ISIS presence anyway, but the Taliban is still the big threat. And the president is saying he wants to make sure that the forces are prepared because we don't want to have to go back. So, wow, a lot to be read into there. Meaning, okay, we're not ready to leave now. We're hitting the pause button because it's the fighting season. Spring means, ooh, time to fight. And they're not really ready for it. And, oh, by the way, we don't want to have to go back. So we will go back if we have to, but we don't want to have to do that. So let's just keep more people there. Because remember, the plan was to bring the forces down to 5,500 by the end of the year. So now you've got almost 10,000 there, and they're going to remain there through 2015. And, of course, the president of Afghanistan wants that. Hey, don't leave yet. I want that. And so now there's this delay again. And what the problem is in Afghanistan's military, you know what you have? Illiteracy, desertions, massive drug abuse. That doesn't sound like a group that can fend off ISIS. Doesn't sound like it. So unfortunately, for what was promised is not happening, and now it's a wide turn. A wide turn. We do have bases in Jalalabad and Kandahar, and that had been the Taliban, had been their capital until 2001. So militarily, and I talked to a buddy at the Pentagon, they're on board with this because of the concern over the bases anyway, and keeping the bases open. Keeping them open instead of being concerned about being overrun. But it definitely shows you that it's incredibly fragile in Afghanistan. But we knew that. We knew it. There was somebody that opened fire, killed 13 people overnight on a highway near eastern Afghanistan. Nobody claimed responsibility, but those kind of crazy things are happening. Public executions. So we've got 10,000 still in, which is double what was supposed to be there in trying to help the Afghanistan military get it together because they have all kinds of problems. All kinds of problems. And then you have the others, which is what Bob was talking about and I was talking about with Cruz coming out and saying, I'm running for president. What about people like Ben Carson? Ben Carson stepped up the rhetoric. He called the president all kinds of names, and he was recently profiled in a magazine, and he said that the president is a psychopath. This was a comment that he made in GQ, where they had a conversation. And what he said is, like most psychopaths, this is Ben Carson, that's why they're successful. That's the way, that's how they look. That's how it is. They all look great. He looks good. He's clean. Shirt's white. Tie. Looks elegant. Carson, who is a neurosurgeon or was a pediatric neurosurgeon, has always been pretty critical of the Obama administration, but he's definitely stepped up the rhetoric even more. And he makes a lot of off-the-cuff remarks. He had to apologize a couple of weeks ago after saying in an interview that inmates' behavior in prison proves that homosexuality is a choice. Then he came back, tweeted it out, apologized, and whatnot. So is Ben Carson a great candidate in one way, but too much of a wild card to have there out on the trail? It's interesting because you have Ted Cruz, who is absolutely polarizing in one sense, but he I think he is who he is, and completely will go against the grain of whatever the Republicans say if he doesn't agree with it. He won't jump on board. And Ben Carson, in a different way, is kind of like that. Occasionally, the crazy uncle statements, but he doesn't really care. I really think he doesn't care what people think. In other words, hey, he says something that, oh, couldn't he have worded that differently or not said that or kept it to himself? He doesn't care. So I give him credit for that. We keep saying, oh, we want somebody who's a straight shooter. We want somebody who says what they think. We want somebody who doesn't have part of the political spin. Well, there's one of your guys. He is not schooled in the art of politics. And maybe that's good for the undercard. A vice president, perhaps. I think with the deep bench, though, it's going to be pretty tough. Things are going to be pretty tough. All right, now I want you to think about this. Imagine, if you will, as you reluctantly fill out your taxes. Has everyone paid their taxes? Everybody filled them out, waiting for your refund, did all that thing, got it all done. Well, if you haven't filed and you're just kind of dragging it out, how about this report I saw today that people who work for the federal government, federal workers, owe more than $3.5 billion in unpaid taxes, which is kind of strange because I thought in a lot of these government positions there was no way, no how you could be in that situation because it could be exploited. But this is in general, federal workers and retirees, $3.5 billion. And that has jumped up. That's a $200 million increase over the previous year. Almost 305,000 federal workers, and retirees owed back taxes as of September. Because this is, of course, what the IRS does. They put together all this fascinating data on unpaid taxes and break it into categories, and that's one of the categories. It doesn't, by the way, include workers who have been enrolled in installment agreements to pay them back. So you're in over your head, you have to pay them back. It doesn't include those people. But it's interesting, tax compliance, especially at the IRS, is generally better than other federal agencies because the IRS can't share information about tax delinquents with other departments. In fact, there was a 1998 law that called for removing IRS employees, I remember this from a friend of mine, who are found to have intentionally committed certain acts of misconduct, including willful failure to pay taxes. I had a friend whose brother, she was incredibly responsible, worked for the IRS, and has, since she got out of school, didn't go to college, went right into the IRS, and had a brother who she co-signed a loan for, and he went bad on the loan. And then that came back to her where she had to write a note and explain what had happened and all that kind of stuff. So how about this? The House Oversight Committee scheduled to consider a bill on Wednesday that would make someone with a seriously delinquent tax debt ineligible for federal employment. So compared to the rest of us, federal workers are more likely to pay their federal taxes, but apparently there's been some problems. We're traveling next with Russell Hannon. You don't want to miss this. Great tips. You could take a trip today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Just like all of you, who doesn't want to go to someplace cool? How many times do we see the Viking cruise ship going off in some exotic locale when we're in the middle of watching whatever terrible television show we're watching and we say, oh, doesn't that look good? I want to go. And it seems like now more than ever I'm seeing a lot of travel spots. And it's not just watching HGTV. I mean, it's all over the place. So this guy is like Mr. Travel. He knows how to do it right. In other words, he knows how to get the sweet deals. And we had him on before. If you were paying attention, he gave you some really good nuggets. Russell Hannon is with us right now. He's in our virtual green room. I think he speaks 10 languages, so he might be translating something. And you can check him out at breakthetravelbarrier.com. Hey, Russell, do you speak any other languages?
Yes, bilingual. English and Francais.
I like that. There you go. You know what? When you travel, you get those books, though, and you can at least say a couple of words like hello or, you know, how do I get to the baño? How do I get to the bathroom? Whatever. It's just a few little phrases you need to pick up depending on what they're speaking and where you're going, right?
Well, you know what? Those are the basic salutations. And also for disaster prevention, you always have to have a few words so that you can get yourself unstuck from a difficult situation.
Yes, gotta love it. All right, so one of the things that you talk about, and you know, you've got this book, Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, because that's true. It's what I said. You're watching TV, you see this exotic locale, and you think, oh, I can't afford it. Oh, I can't go there. Oh, wow, it looks so good. And then you just sit on your laurels, and you don't figure out those ways around what you think is the barrier. That's why the website is so brilliant. Break the travel barrier, because there are obstacles that people, I think, just automatically put in their head. Is that true? That we just think, oh, that's not affordable.
Well, you know what? Something I'd like to point out is that actually most travelers, believe it or not, actually often pay about 5 times more than they need to while traveling.
Oh.
And that's because, well, travel is really an industry that charges on average 5 times the local cost of living. If you were to just take the average 3-star hotel, for example, that goes for $150 a night, compared to a 1-bedroom apartment down the street that rents out for $900 a month or $30 a night, you're actually paying 5 times more than the person down the street. Same goes with eating out 3 times a day while traveling. That's going to add up to about 5 times your grocery bill on average. So I really have a motto that I strive by is, if a local doesn't need to pay for it, as a traveler, I'm always trying to find a way to get around it. And by doing that, you can really multiply how much you travel on the same budget.
Okay, what's one of the first things you can do? What's one of the things that you think is one of the best tips that you can get around how you can travel for cheaper?
You know, one of the most expensive mistakes we make is the first decision we make when planning our trip. It's when and where we decide to go. It's the same places as everyone else at the same time. And if people come to me and they say, you know, they say, Russell, next month I'm going to Cancun on these exact dates. Show me how I can save some money on this trip. And I say, sure, it can help, but there's so much more we could do if you opened up your options. So the most drastic, simple change that you can do is really, I say, just make a list of the top 10 places you want to visit, because there's no one place from a vacation perspective that is just so unbelievable that no other one will do. So you make your list, and also factor in comparable destinations in low-cost countries that would meet the needs that you're looking for. And then what you do is prioritize the one that's least expensive to visit today. That should be your next trip. And while you do this, you're also buying yourself time to find ways to visit more expensive destinations at a fraction of what it would cost today. And that's what I get into, is showing you how you can one day visit places that are expensive today at a fraction of the going rate.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, your book is just absolutely terrific. If people want a copy of the book, before we get out of here, I want to make sure that they know how to get the upcoming book, Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. Will they be able to get that on Amazon?
Yes, actually, that's coming out June 23rd. There's a pre-order page coming up next week, stopdreamingstarttraveling.com. And there's a free guide, actually, right now. If you sign up to the free guide, How to Beat the Best Online Fare, Every Flight for the Rest of Your Life, I'll get your email. And actually, I'm going to give out a free copy of the book to someone who signs up to that guide tonight.
Oh, all right. Sign up, and you can find out all those cool tips. Here's one that really infuriates everybody. How do you get around, and I'm flying to New York on Virgin, so I'll have this problem on one side of it. How do you get around the checked bag fees without kind of skimping on your luggage? Because, you know, I got to take a nice cocktail dress. You never know what's going to happen in New York.
Well, you know, checked bag fees really hit people's hot buttons. It's one of those things that you just can't get around. But there is, unless you have one of these, if you had yourself a luggage jacket, Kate, from jacktogo.com, it's not a fashion statement accessory, but this is actually, it comes as a bag. You put everything in it, you use it as your suitcase, but when you get to the airport, it unravels into a jacket. And they've got a male version and a the male version. The male version looks like a trench coat, and for women, they've got it's like a big poofy dress, and you can put everything in there. And most people will leverage that with a carry-on bag. So a carry-on bag's not quite big enough, and then they've got the luggage jacket with it. So that's something that not many people really know of. And other than that, all airlines have credit cards, and usually when you have a credit card for an airline, a checked bag benefit often comes with it. So I recommend that you look into that as well.
You know, here's another thing before you even get to that point. When you're looking around for airfares, I've noticed this. Sometimes I've gone on, let's say it was an American. I was flying a lot of American, getting those miles where you can never get the seats, by the way. And so you look on the website, and then everybody says, well, no, go to Kayak, go to Priceline, go to Orbitz, and you start to do that. And sometimes the flight is cheaper just on the American's website. Why is that?
Well, you know what? There's a few things. Something that not many people are aware of, but you can actually Google search this, is on occasion it's been found that some searches on Apple computers or Macs have returned slightly higher fares than searches run on Windows computers, which has nothing to do with the airline. And companies can see what sort of computer you're using, the IP address where you're coming from. The theory behind this is some companies think that people have more disposable income who are using Mac computers, which is a total overgeneralization, but from a demographic perspective, it's that's a theory that's the kind of like some of the underlying reason there. Now there is no one website that will give you the best price 100% of the time, but there are a few that will give you better prices more often on average than others. And I think I heard you mention one of them. Kayak is one of the top three that I consider. Also, Hipmunk.com is not as well known, so that's Chipmunk without the C, Hipmunk.com. And it's right neck and neck with Kayak. Another one is Skyscanner.com. So I recommend you go through all three of those, and then you cherry-pick the one that gives you the best price.
Oh, I like that. Cherry-pick the one that gives you the best price. So how many miles have you logged? How many places have you been, Russell?
Good question. from a country perspective, now, I don't necessarily measure well-traveled by number of countries visited. There's a lot of places I like going back to again and again, but I've been to 17 countries myself, but I do travel quite a bit. In the last year, I've been to Japan, the Philippines. I've been out to Europe, a few places there. I've been throughout the United States from Yellowstone down to the Grand Canyon and to New York, down to Houston recently as well. So I am traveling quite a bit, but not necessarily in terms of numbers of countries compared to some of the big, best known travel experts.
Okay, what could you tell us about, because you say you go back to certain places you like again and again, for best bang for your buck, some place that's cool to go that you like, that you would tell people, go there. It's like a hidden secret, you'll love it, and it's very cost effective. What would you say?
Well, you know what? There is a place, actually. Lee Abamante is the youngest American to visit every country in the world. And just a couple weeks ago, he was posting from a place called Boracay in the Philippines. And actually, I would recommend for people who go to the Caribbean, you can go to Boracay, and it has everything that the Caribbean has for, I'm not exaggerating, about 70% less expenses because of the currency difference and the cost of living difference. And,
wow.
Unbelievable sunsets with the turquoise blue water and the white pristine beaches and just unbelievable sunsets. And I had a hotel room that would probably cost about $250 a night in the Caribbean that was about $48 a night U.S. Now, with the currency difference, actually, the U.S. dollar compared to the Canadian dollar and the euro is really, really at multi-year highs. So I think it's a great time to go visit Europe and to visit Canada this summer.
Europe and Canada. Oh, I like it. And Canada, there's so many. What's your favorite? I mean, you're Canadian, but what's your favorite place in Canada? Where would you tell Americans who are listening, you have to make this stop, my friends, when you go, across the border? Where will you tell them?
Well, you know what? If you are a skier, if you like the Rockies, consider Whistler or Banff to see the mountains, to go skiing, those sorts of things I'd recommend doing. If you are into rodeos, which is down in Texas, there was just a big rodeo that took place there. The Calgary Stampede is one of those life experiences. If you're into rodeos, you have to go to the Calgary Stampede. So I would suggest those sorts of things.
All right, I like that, Calgary. I've heard that from other people as well. All right, Russell Hannon, get his book when it comes out in June, or be the person to pick it up tonight. And I'll tell you what, he's got such a clever, clever, as I said, website, breakthetravelbarrier.com. Run, don't walk, and go take a trip today. I think everyone needs a trip. Russell, thanks for coming on.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome to another version of We Can Count. Starting off, we can count reasons why you demolish giant hotels and iconic landmarks that have stood for sometimes way too long. But how about a house that had to be demolished because of an individual that did one of the most heinous things in that town's history? From Newtown, Connecticut, that was the home of Adam Lanza. He lived there as a kid, and of course the Sandy Hook Elementary School was demolished as well. But the man who carried out that massacre, his home was, Adam Lanza's home was flattened. A two-acre lot, the house was a 31-square-foot house in this big, beautiful suburban neighborhood. But neighbors asked for the building to be taken down. They said it was a constant reminder of the tragedy. That this is, you know, every time we see it, it's a constant reminder of it. And, of course, Adam Lanza killed his mother, Nancy Lanza, inside of the house the morning of December 14th, 2012, then drove to school and promptly gunned down 20 innocent children and six adults before he committed suicide. So there's an example of so many people wrote letters and complained and everything else and said it's just, as one person said in a letter to the editor of the local newspaper, not only is the property a constant reminder of the evil that resided there, those of us who walk, run, drive, ride, or otherwise have to pass it several times a day are having a hard time moving on. So everything, of course, inside the house, rugs and lighting, fixtures and whatever else was removed and incinerated so that there were no remnants to become memorabilia. So isn't that interesting? Because there are a lot of people that would do that, the Cretans that would go in and then put it and sell it, and it would be the creepy side of something unbelievable that happened. So that was all, it was all taken care of. It was all gone. And that house had been there since 1998, anyway, they bought it. So how about that? The FBI, speaking of mass shootings and figures, the FBI figures, they say, or people are talking about it anyway, were tweaked to show an increase in mass shootings. So what's that about? Clearly, that's not a good thing. Do we need false information? There, these crime stats that get published by the FBI and rely upon the media, they say, have distorted the violence and have left the public with the impression that mass shooting incidents are much bigger and a bigger threat than they are. This is according to a criminologist and Second Amendment scholar who was releasing this information. His name is John Lott. In fact, we've had him on, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. He says that the latest statistics contain numbers that are misleading at best and deliberately kind of fudged at worst. He says the numbers might have been presented to overstate for a reason, for political purposes. The true risk of being a victim of random gun acts. So accusing them of incorrectly throwing these set of numbers out on public shootings before the election. And Lott says, look, I've been reading FBI reports for 30 years. I've never seen anything like it. It's one thing for the Bureau of Justice Statistics or even the National Institute of Justice to put out politically biased studies, but there's always been kind of a wall that separated the FBI raw data from political pressure. So there you have it. What methodology do they use? And they're going to defend it. They're saying that their report isolates active shooter incidents, and then they look at the database, and then they go through the website. So since the 70s, what is it? There have been ups and downs, but there has been no trend upward or downward in mass shootings. Look, any mass shooting is terrible. But I'll just throw out some of the figures because this is We Can Count. The report said that there were 160 incidents in public places between 2000 and 2013, and they released these last September to show the mass shooter attacks and saying that the deaths have really jumped up since 2000, and you could dramatically see it is what the report was saying, and that they jumped from 17 in 2013 to just from just one in 2000, and showing that murders jumped to 86 from 7 over that same span. And often, looking at it and taking it, I guess, the statistics at face value. Like I said, any mass shooting is one too many, but manipulating the statistics, well, that's what you do. I always say it. You can manipulate statistics however you want to. Some things don't lie in statistics, but there is a way to beef up reports and to take certain demographics and move some of the data the way you want it to read. That's why people get paid giant dollars to do that, because they're consultants and they spin something to look a certain way. Hey, we have another retirement in the Senate. It's interesting. It's kind of for people who have served for a while or who have gotten older on the job, which is probably anyone who's been on the job for a long time. But Indiana Republican Senator Coates is going to retire. He's not going to look for that third term in 2016. He's 71 years old. He said he thought he could win a third term, but decided let's let somebody else new come in and compete. He said it wasn't an easy decision, that he said it, you know, he's come to the conclusion that to come in next, it's a demanding job and it's up to the next generation of leaders. There are other Democrats who are retiring. It's Barbara Boxer has already announced that of California a long time ago. And Barb Mikulski a few weeks ago announced that she was retiring from Maryland. So check this out. The nonpartisan Cook Political Report, so nonpartisan, has forecast that Republicans would likely retain the seat if Coates sought reelection. So now what happens there, it's a seat, it's an open seat, and then there may be a little bit more of a tug of war over that, depending on who is in the wings. So Coates is pretty big, too, as far as committees. He serves on the Senate Finance, Select Intelligence, and Joint Economic Committees, and he jumped right in with both feet. He has been a public servant for a long time, congressman, senator, ambassador, senator again. So he's someone who has been around a few times in a few different positions, and he will be missed by many. He actually had plenty of friends on both sides of the aisle. He was one of those people that could do it, that could absolutely criticize the ideology and the people across the aisle, but still could be friendly with them. So that's, from that perspective, that's another big loss when you have a uniter that goes away. Who comes, you know, ultimately, who steps in to that position? There's a concern there as who is that person going to be. All right, some other quick numbers. So do you write checks? I know I've said this before in the air. It's so crazy when I get in line at the grocery store and somebody is writing checks in front of me. I mean, to each his own, right? Because now we have Apple Pay, you know, not PayPal. We have Apple Pay and other ways to not have to do paper. But they say the typical American pays 35% of their bills with checks. Most businesses do more than half of their transactions that way. Really? So the federal government, banks, companies, they invest in the server software staff to make transactions more efficient, I guess. But small businesses are holding off on that or half. So if you look at preparation, approvals, postage, the cost of dealing with the fraud occasionally, a business has to spend $5 to $25 to issue paper checks, compared with $1 or $2 for the same payment made electronically. More reasons, at least in that case, I guess, to go electronic. All right, that's it for We Can Count. We'll be right back.
pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.